Welcome to the Sunday Show with Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Welcome, Neil.
Chris, thank you. I feel welcome. But after a week of Sona, a week of America, a week of skullduggery, a person can only want to find something I can start the show off that will give us just a glimmer of hope, and I have. Well done, Stilnox Dricus Duplessis, and still the champion of the world. So, yes, I didn't have a Springbok rugby team to give an accolade, but last night or early this morning, our MMA fighter Dricus won his fight for the second time and has now reclaimed his belt. So, a South African. Good news today, people might say after wearing a t-shirt plugging Trump, that this time's victory is a little bit quiet. The hell with it. He is a South African. He went to battle and he won. So I think on our behalf, Chris, well done, a South African showing who we are at the end of the day. So take us well done. Bring on my en hulle weet nou nog nie. Wat was weet nie?
Talking about Trump. The U.S. president has unleashed a storm by offering refugee status to Afrikaner farmers and their families, Neil. Have you been following the comments on social media?
Chris, this is a serious matter. I don't think we can just say that the matter of now Trump offering what he is going to say an abode for people that are being oppressed and Afrikaners that currently don't see it fit to stay in this country anymore. Which I must tell you, if you really are a Afrikaner of an Afrikaanse, I would be frowning and I would be saying thank you, baie dankie, but nie dankie. I will stay in my country and that is what it's about. So, Chris, let's unravel what happened in 1 week and how self that this not go into the dustbin for this country. It is a myriad of communication failures, absolute blame on blame, everybody trying to cover their backside, and at the end of the day, no one getting up in this country, as far as I am concerned, rolling up their sleeves, putting on their best suits, and getting the hell to America. Now, when you have a problem, and there is a problem, like if you have cancer, Chris, to deny that there's cancer, to talk around cancer, at the end of the day, kills you of cancer. And this is where I would like to start this 5 minutes of absolute, irate, speed dumping of patheticness of the leadership that we've got in this country. It has been a myriad of ooh and ah, and sure, and what now? I mean, it is like 50 people running around in an open farm at night with a spotlight, and everybody's tripping over each other. And finally, that rabbit is sitting there and going, are we sure these are hunters? Now, Chris, you've got the DA, you've got the ANC, you've got Ronald Lamola, you've got AfriForum, Solidariteit, and Pieter van Welkom. And everybody is sitting there and going, huh? But what they don't understand is that not one person in this country is taking responsibility. They're not taking responsibility. These are bloody adults. These are world leaders that are sitting there, and you've got Donald Trump that sits there. You know, it reminds me, Chris, of a person that said to me the other day when I spoke to him. He's quite a religious human being, and I told him, do you know there's 9,440 religious organizations in the world of faith? But there's one devil. How powerful is this devil? So basically, if you take that analogy, we've had 85,000 people this week speak about everything going wrong, and it's Donald Trump, and he's sitting there with a pen and he's going, damn. So, number one, as jy jou lat pluk, gaan jy gemoer word. if you go and you pick that bronze, don't now scream when you get beaten up with the same thing. So let's unpack it, Chris. Let's unpack it for this country, but from a layman, citizen X point of view. Number one, there are more than 140 laws within the Constitution, within the legal framework and on statute in this country that is perceived, which is correctly race-based laws. That's number one. America frowned upon that. Number two, so Chris, what I'm trying to get up is this was not about land. This whole thing that happened from the US was not sparked off by him signing in this country the land. I'm telling you what was the crescendo that was building up to this massive orchestra piece. One, it was the race-based laws. Second, Donald Trump has previously also attacked our BEE law as being unfair and prejudiced. So BEE. Number three, the fact that South Africa, the almighty South African ANC, went to the International Crime Court and laid a formidable charge of merely genocide to the point against Israel. Point three. Number four, they go and sign laws, and three of them incumbent, one not, but other two, the Bella Act, again, Afrikaner. Number two, the EWC, the land without compensation, and then the stump at NHI. Chris, can you now see what is the facts that built up to this point where Donald Trump turned around and being whispered, I'm sure, in the ear by Elon Musk, by telling him, but by the way, also not that they all make up a stuff up of this trifle, Donald, but when I wanted to bring better internet, better connectivity through Starlink, I was told that I can bring in, but I have to give away a proportion of my company to the unfair race-based BEE law. Make no mistake, I truck high scruffy in. So you are sitting there, Marcus Rubio getting up and going, well, as the new Secretary of State, Foreign Affairs, the hell with him. And I'm also not going to attend the G20 because Cyril Ramasuksuk is currently also going to chair. Chris, there you have it, a litany of small detonations on a string of pearls of a big dynamite bomb. And now, ultimately, and I'll tell you this, because I know from the ground, no one expected the last detonation of a pure and final executive order 2 days ago from Donald Trump. Because you remember the previous discussion was he was standing at the foot of his airplane, Air Force One, and just made a comment where he was said, are you going to bring out sanctions to Africa? And he said, no, South Africa. He then spoke about the bad things that are being done here, etc. But at that stage, Chris, he did not sign a document yet of what he did 2 days ago. He cut off certain relief funding. And you will remember that was approximately 8 billion rand, 435 million US. And that was for antiretroviral drugs to support the people in this country that have HIV/AIDS. That was just what he cut and said that would go under investigation, Chris. And 2 days later, he signs now a very poignant executive order cutting all support and relief to the Republic of South Africa, which now automatically has stirred this bomb, no matter land, no matter doctors and NHR. He, in my opinion, has taken this personal. And what has now happened is he is saying, nay, nay, not just the one portion, but Algoa and all our trade is now under threat. What is the sum total? Chris, 2024, this country did to the value of exports and sales through Algoa more than 164 million. That is a lot of money. Chris, that is on the one portion just on stock on agri. The total value of our trade last year bordered over 100 billion rand. 100 miljard. So this is serious. This is not a pudding pie contest where we are taking plastic swords and murdering Sri Lanka. This is the United States of America. And I am flabbergasted that Cyril Key that went onto a golf course and was applauded by his jesters. I don't know if you saw that. Him hitting a golf ball that nearly dropped into the fiscus and everybody around him went, what a klomtos. I mean, they are singing for their supper and looking at him and him turning around and then saying, no, we're going to definitely send a delegation. What? You're going to send a delegation? My brother Cyril, if you could put on the whole cabinet, 60,000 boere and people that would go beg on a flossy, you better do it now because we are in trouble and it doesn't seem anybody has the rugby balls to go and face the Donald.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's only the country that's in trouble, Neil. The Democratic Alliance support base has been hit hard. So has AfriForums.
Chris, almal gaat brand. You know, at the end of the day, if you put in your hand into a honey contested bee-infested circle, you're going to get stung. So if the first one takes the honeycomb and pulls it, stung, the next one sting, the another one sting, almal word gesteek op hierdie oomblik. Die mense wat die hardste gesteek word, is ons as Suid-Afrikaners. Ons word so gesteek, it's becoming the Moulin Rouge. So at the end of the day, Chris, what we're seeing here is that the ANC went in, started to attack AfriForum because they needed a scapegoat. Fine, no problem. No, me the blame, you the blame. Unbelievable that a Afrikaans small social society can do such damage, isn't it? That is mind-boggling that Kali Kriel can actually cause this. But anyway, I think we give him too much credit. We are now seeing that after Cyril tried to get involved and tried to say, but this is absolutely wrong because Section 25 of the Constitution, which protects private property ownership, in their opinion, has never been changed. That the new law is an amendment, and there the DA is saying that we have still the opportunity to take it to court. And then John Steenhuisen, after obviously Cyril is just slapped to the side by the United States, John has to come up. And I'm telling you, he had to come in because if Cyril wasn't listened to anymore, who are they going to listen to? And it is, therefore, in my opinion, what happened, the incumbent on John as the other side of the bridge of the GNU to come in and to try and solve this matter on behalf of the GNU. But when John got up and tried to explain to the people that it is false information according to him, it wasn't seen as that, Chris. What is seen is they didn't give a damn about what John was saying. All they saw was a puppet that is now coming in and trying to protect Cyril. That is the perception what I saw on social media. And Chris, they took flack. The shots that they have been taking as the DA in the past week, I will tell you, I have never seen in my lifetime being in politics. And therefore, you now have the GNU that is sitting there and that is compromised because no one wants to speak to the ANC because they see this as an ANC law. And because it was signed with such bravado, but now I think they are contemplating that they made a mistake. So there's no one that was spared. Absolutely everybody is now being tainted under the sole brush. And that's why, Chris, we need cool heads now. And we need to go state our case at America. And I think you saw there was a discussion this week that I might go, that I have been invited by a certain segment of people to go to Washington. And it will be an honor. And someone said to me, but Neil, who do you represent? I represent me. Secondly, what would I go tell Trump if I see him? I'll go tell him the bloody truth. And what is the truth, Chris? Well, the truth is that this country, for the first time in a very long time, has never seen such racial tension in the street, in social media, that I have ever seen in such a long time. And it is actually very sad, Chris, that South Africans have to sit here again after so much hurt, after trying to get things right, and we've gone back to square one on the racial issue.
Neil, you attended the State of the Nation address last week.
Chris, I didn't attend it. Luckily, I stayed a bit away. I was in the vicinity, but decided to have popcorn, a bit of slush, and a TV, because I thought if there was ever going to be access to a circus, today is the day. And it was free. I sat there, and Chris, I'm going to make a statement. When he spoke and finished, I turned to a colleague of mine, Michael Louis, who invited me to come watch this. And I said to him, you know, if I wasn't critically sober, a person that has never taken a drug except Oros, and maybe a person that was on Planet X, I would bloody like and believe this guy. Because if he actually, Chris, sorry, if Cyril actually said what he said and it was truthful, I wanted to believe him. Because it was a unifying speech. There was no critical issue of explaining fiscus and finance. His total structure of sonar was to come and talk about unity. Now, you will remember his previous discussions. I told you the year before was he compared South Africa to a little girl called Tenswalu. And the journey of Tenswalu from birth, and then she got the right of clean water, and then she could have a RDP house, and she got education, and then Tenswalu went Murtu. Does anybody at this current moment tell Cyril that Tenswalu is a little bit ill, has no work, has no job, doesn't have a medical aid, is part of the 56% that currently is looking for a job? So Tenswalu op hierdie oomblik is maar ook 'n bietjie effe moer toe, nê? So Tenswalu failed, you know. She's on cough medicine. And then the year before that, he used this beautiful thing called Tumamina, which means send me, you know. But then I turned it to Tumamina P, which means send me where. So every year, Cyril comes with this crescendo of trying to unify. He always speaks about programs and projects and commissions and committees. And I sit there and I go, you cut us off here. And then at the end of the day, this roller coaster hits dog bottom. So no, I watched him. I looked at the people and I said to myself, same thing. Same story, just in a different who or how. Very disappointing, because he's talking about things, Chris, that I wanted to say, Mr. President, you are absolutely so far apart from reality. 980 billion for this, 900 million for this. And the only thing I was asking was, you've said this before. So Chris Sona, an absolute unfortunate dud. It was numbing to the brain. I give him his points for trying to unify and the reading of every one of the 14 soldiers' names. I gave him an absolute plus for that. The fact that he's trying to now say that the flags of this country must fly at half mast now, a month after. I think that opened a positive shot maybe to a lot of people where they said, oh, okay, you know, he's now being something of a leader. But unfortunately, Chris, he will never be a statesman, in my opinion, and he doesn't invoke any excitement about what is going to happen this year.
But yet he got applauded by some of the very same opposition party members who had previously slated his speeches.
Chris, if you look at it, Chris, I always look at the people that come in front of the president. I think I must get a clip together for you. I am always astounded that when he walks into a room or he plays golf or he talks about pudding, or even if this guy was just standing there and going, "Oh, look, cloud," there are people that are always around him that go, "It's pathetic. The king is naked. Hierdie koning is kaal." And he stands there, and no matter if he's naked, Chris, the people are clapping and they are laughing at his pathetic stuff. So I must tell you, it is sickening to me, because if you were a real opposition, if you were a real representative of the people of this country, you don't have to smile and laugh at crap jokes. You can put your opinion across strongly and absolutely be a person with a conscience. So, Chris, no, I'm not impressed with anybody around him, because they court jesters clapping at the naked king. And here's the thing, Chris, and I've said that, you know me, people say this about me, I'm not here for the popular vote. I don't seek to be popular. I seek to be just. And it seems that in the GNU, you'd rather be popular and take the bloody right decision for 60 million people. And that sits right here. You weet, nadat jy omtrent 6 kilogram geelvet botter gevreet het in biltong, you know, you get that knoppie here. And that's how I felt when I put off sauna. I had to go drink milk of magnesia.
Well, still in the presidency, where the minister responsible for state security is waiting to hear whether she will be prosecuted for alleged tender corruption. And that is just one aspect of the crisis in the intelligence services. We also saw the former state security minister Bongani Bongo granted bail in a state capture related case, Neil.
Chris, are we clear on what you just said? I have to push pause. You know, I got such many laughs last time when I spoke about Eskom's push. Ek moet net gou my lippe regkry. Can we push pause quickly on politics? Did we just say that the current minister in the presidency, who is in charge of the spies, of intelligence, of the secret service, that person has been and is being investigated? Is that correct?
I think the Hawks finished the investigation, Neil, and handed over the results to the NPA for a decision.
Right. So this is the person that is supposed to be cleared on the top of secrets, on the most vulnerable secrets, on the most sensitive secrets of this country, and is under investigation, right? And then did we say the double whammy, the double dry, met die flake, en die cherry, and the crumb, en donder hom sommer ook in die dip met caramel, is that the previous minister of state security, who sits with vulnerable secrets, intimidating intelligence, is now drafted back in court and recharged with fraud? Are we clear, Chris?
And well, we're still dealing with allegations, Neil. Nobody has been convicted yet.
Sure. But, you know, a person said to me the other day, allegedly, you're ugly. Marge, what is actually meaning? Yes. Look. But this is the problem, Chris, that we are sitting allegedly, moontlik, give it. It's shocking. Because, Chris, it's not a person with due respect that is sitting in charge of people that have to drive trucks to collect rubbish. It's not a governmental minister who has to sit there and decide which pipe sewage needs to go, because all ends up in parliament. But at the end of the day, Chris, this is not a, can I call it, lightweight position that we are speaking about. The Minister of State Security, the Minister of Intelligence, where I've been, handles matters that is of the most critical inner machine to defend this state, our people, foreign and domestic. But in the meantime, allegedly, they are being put in the spotlight for criminal intent, criminal content. I wanted to stop here and say that in a normal society, Chris, they must be suspended, allegedly or not. Because what you have is you have a minister that has access to spies, people that have access to electronic media, electronic facilities that can aid and abet their case, which Zuma did. Because if you are in control of the security and intelligence apparatus, Chris, and we come from there, that can be used to commit good and evil. And I would say that I am gobsmacked, nay, but not surprised that both of those individuals, that they were never attacked, never suspended, never reprimanded, and never dragged in front of any commission, any committee, or even the ANC's Integrity Commission. So that's where we are now again. Both of them, past and present, under the spotlight, allegedly.
Mm. Allegedly. Allegedly, Neil, that's the very same minister in the presidency has presidential ambitions. Allegedly.
Nou, ek dink Gauta van die Varke in Bloemfontein wil ook president raak, like my. You know, everybody in this country has a presidential ambition. I mean, and the problem is, most of them less IQ 5. I would like to withdraw that, allegedly. Chris, when you say to each other, you know, people say to me, why do you have Winston Churchill there? Why do you have Nelson Mandela there? Why do you have Kennedy there? Why do you have Indira Gandhi? Why am I surrounded in my house with all these people? I'll tell you why, Chris. It's not that I like Winston Churchill and everything he's done. It's not that everything that Nelson Mandela did was good. It is not that everything that John F. Kennedy did was well. It's not that everything that Donald Trump does that I like. I'll tell you that. There's probably 80% things I don't like about you, Chris, and about 90% me. But there's one thing. In each one of these people, there was something remarkable. In you, there is something remarkable. There's something about your journey that is remarkable. Winston Churchill, to me, was not a leader. He was a statesman. When he said things like, we should be heeding at this moment, when he said, maybe it is better to jaw than war. He also said that you cannot negotiate with a tiger while your head is in his mouth. These are the things that Winston Churchill in the world's biggest war, World War II, had to say, and I appreciate it. Nelson Mandela was not a leader. He was a statesman. Chris, to be a president of a country is not because you are popular. To be a president of a country, and I've worked with some of them, and I was humbled to meet some statesmen. So anybody like Panyaza Lesufi, who's not even a gentleman, Paul Mashatile, Krummels op die vloer, is not a statesman, and definitely not for Kile Mbalula. So Chris, amongst Pieter Groenewald, John Steenhuisen, Cyril Ramaphosa, Paul Mashatile, for Kile Mbalula, Panyaza Lesufi, in Dingelong, wat nou ook nou probeer president wees, die klein tannie. Can we sit back, Chris, and say to each other that this country truly has a statesman or a stateswoman, that all of us, no matter our political differences, no matter our religious differences, our racial connotation, our culture, who will unilaterally sit back and go, that's a statesman? And I'll end it there, Chris, by saying, it's a shocking shame that this country has run out of statesmen or stateswomen. And that is my problem at this current moment.
South Africa does seem to be on the tipping point on so many fronts, Neil.
Chris, it's come. You know, I have not seen the Afrikaner. There's so many words, Afrikaner, boer. I don't want to shock you now, maar ek is een. Ek is 'n Afrikaner. Like it or not, I am, and I want to tell you I'm proud Afrikaans. I was born on a farm in Stellenbosch. My legacy and heritage of family is Afrikaner. And, you know, people always say, but Neil, you in the ANC, and you were this. And yeah, I followed an ideology. At this moment, I'm disappointed. I have the right, you know, again, here we go. Winston Churchill said, but sir, if you cannot change your mind, how will you expect to change the world? I have the right to change my mind, and so do you. Chris, you and I carry a couple of secrets, not our secrets, but people that have confided in us, their deeper secrets. Just recently this week, another one, and not to spoil the rumblings of the drum, what a secret, what a discussion you are going to have very soon. What people don't know, Chris, is people love us. They don't love us as us. They love our integrity. The 3-page letter that we received to say that after many, 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 many weeks of watching us, that this person has decided to bring up, yes, a national, probably world secret. Chris, this is the burden you and I now carry. People write to us. They believe in us. And the problem is, Chris, we can't walk away from it. I think you and I have not slept 3, 4, 5 days after listening to another dark side. The fact of the matter is that this country is at a crossing line. We might not think it, but we are. We have a multitude of racial explosions, of matters to be tested, of, for the first time again since 93, 94, having to sit down and say that all the people of this country, the Constitution, the dream of a rainbow nation, the walks of Madiba's reconciliation, the TRC, the getting on with it, the great games that we have won on the field and off the field, the inspiration of a beautiful country, a country where people were willing to die, black and white, a country where we stood on principles, a country where no matter how ill you are, how dark it gets, how black and white destroy each other, how people can stand on a podium and say, kill the white. And yesterday, where a parliamentarian can sit on Twitter, a parliamentarian of this country, a person that took an oath, an allegiance to defend the democracy and constitution, that a parliamentarian in this country, when said by another parliamentarian, what is the solution about the Afrikaners and the whites in this country? Can we not get Cyril to give them aeroplanes to leave for free? And the answer on a public social media platform from this parliamentarian is 2 words. Plaasmoord. This is a person that is a parliamentarian who says that the solution now is not to get Afrikaner white people to leave this country in aeroplanes, but he shockingly says the solution is farm murders. I don't care, Chris, on what side of the divide you are. I don't care what is your politics. But when we have come to a point in this country where elected governmental officials have the same right to sit on a public platform and use the same kind of words they used in Rwanda to say, kill the cockroaches. And what happened there? We have really this week, in my opinion, hit the lowest of the low in 30 years when this is allowed and when this kind of hate speech is now being projected. So, Chris, in conclusion, yes, South Africa has come to many crossroads now. But I will say, Chris, I am a patriot of this country. I was born here, and I am willing to put the lights off if necessary. We will have to really dig deep this week. We will really have to have introspection, no matter whom you are and what you are. Because, Chris, if we love our country so dearly, if we love this land that we are born, no matter where we are, if you are sitting in the Karoo, the Veldbosch van die Langeveld, the thundering waves of Umhlanga, the Dragonian mountains of the Drakensberg or the flat roads of the Free State, the beautiful flowers on the west coast, the bokkoms van Saldanha of the Kaapse Klopse on the Table Mountain. I beg the leaders of this country to stop your absolute hogwash, to remember why you are there, and to do anything, Chris, necessary. Even if it means that you've got to take the knee, go back to your foundation, but save this country and its beautiful people. That's my message today on BizNews. A bit emotional, but clear. I am a grandfather, and my little boy, Aiden, must know what a beautiful country he was born in. The end.
Thank you. That was Neil de Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement, on the Sunday show with BizNews, and I am Christine. Thank you, Neil.